to see you again.
Yeah, thank you.
It's Robert.
Hey, Coach.
How are you?
Good to see you again.
When you're ready, Gareth.
Coach, an hour of football, you're going toe-to-toe with Charleston. Just one mistake cost you again. Just kind of, is that kind of the overall feeling of the way the season's gone? You're right there, but just one mistake ends up costing you.
Yeah, you know, for sure, with a young group, it doesn't help confidence. And you have to make plays. And unfortunately, we didn't make a play. And from there, you know, I thought the response from the group in total, they did what we asked them to do, to try and stop, to bring up their confidence. And again, you have to make plays. I think they're learning that. And at this level, which is a good level, mistakes like that are punished. And whether it's simple or tragic or big, they all get punished. And to the extent that our players are learning from that, then this is the right place to make mistakes.
So many teenagers on the field as well. That probably makes your job that much more difficult, just keeping their spirits high during those difficult times.
Well, it's fun. Yeah, you can look at it as a challenge, but the players want to get better, and they are young, and what a tremendous accomplishment from the club to be able to put on so many young players, to have the confidence to put on so many young players. I know I believe in them. I know the organization believes in them, and to the extent that we make those mistakes, but that we're going to be better from them. I think everyone wants that. I think that's the natural thing to say. And now we look forward to not repeating those, and how they can learn in those moments to come out with confidence that they're still the same players they were when they started. Unfortunately, it's kind of a big moment, and it reflects in a goal against us maybe, and so it's that much more magnified. But there's mistakes that are made all over the field all the time, and they still have to move on to the next play. So we hope to build that.
What did you like about your team's play tonight?
You know, there were moments where they keep the ball and they do the right things. There are other moments that you guys don't get to see on the training ground where they're doing all that stuff. So those are the good moments, and the moments where we applaud them and say they've done a good job. We just need to string more of those together through more minutes.
No rest for you guys. You played midweek last week. You played midweek this week. It's a very difficult time of the year.
Yeah, in Tampa too. So, but great. What a challenge. And so hopefully the players are up for that challenge and don't look at the downside of heat, humidity, and travel. And they look more at the experience of, I will learn how to deal with this when I become a pro.
It's nice to have a bit of a road trip for the guys now. I think the next three matches are on the road.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always good to have a nice group that can be maybe cohesive, maybe learn, again, to be together. They're a good group of guys, so they are fun to be around. So, yeah, it might be good to get away from Toronto, but it's always nice also to have the consistency and the training ground where we get to get our work done. So there are challenges along with it, and again, we hope that that they learn through this process, through the challenges, that they look at opportunity and not obstacle or not defeat.
We got our first look at Tariq, a young left back that we've heard a lot about. What did you see from him to sort of let you know that he was ready to start with that?
Well, he's got a little maturity to him in terms of his play, in terms of his attitude and behavior and approach to the game that I'm really excited about. We've not had him a whole lot in our training sessions, so but we are, battered and bruised in the back, especially in left back or yellow card accumulation. So it was his time, and that happens, and so we were pleased with his first start, and again, room for growth.
From your lineup as Cincinnati, you're thinking we can win the next game, and then suddenly, whoop! Three guys are up to TFC, the main team. Now, it's not a frustration of the job, but you knew it was part of the job.
Yeah, no, it's not a frustration at all. I mean, in fact, I would say kudos to.
Hamilton was great starting.
To our group that they were they played well enough maybe against Cincinnati that that Greg and the first team felt that they could fit in with the group here. So no trouble with that at all.
Thank you. Thanks.
Perfect.